Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, beloved listeners. Welcome. Welcome to Live Your Love, the Alicia Doss Show. I have such a treat for you today. I'm really excited for this show. I have Lucinda Halpern, who has a brand new book, which I completely devoured, called Get Signed. So we all have dreams, and so many of us want to write a book and get published. Well, Lucinda is going to tell us exactly how to do that, as well as bringing in mindset. Lucinda, I am thrilled to have you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I love that you began that way, because mindset is so key. So thank you.
Absolutely. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about Lucinda, and then we will call on the light and dive in deep. Lucinda Halpern is a literary agent and the founder of Lucinda Literary, based in New York. She's worked with all major publishers, including Penguin Random House, Simon & Schuster, Macmillan, Hachette, and Scholastic. And she currently represents New York Times and internationally best-selling authors in the categories of personal growth, popular science, narrative nonfiction, memoir, and upmarket fiction. Her classes and coaching programs have been taught to hundreds of writers worldwide. And that became the inspiration for Get Signed, Find an Agent, Land a Book Deal, and Become a Published Author. Woo-hoo. This is from Hay House, the best publisher ever, because, of course, that is my publisher. We share that. Lucinda, again, I am completely delighted to have you.
Thank you so much. And I'm so happy to be here and to meet a fellow Hay House author.
Thank you. Well, beloved viewers and listeners, as you know, we'll start with calling in the light, and then we will find out so much more about how to make our dreams happen. So if you're driving, don't close your eyes, but do just come into your heart. And if you're not driving, perhaps close your eyes and place a hand on your heart and just open your heart, really connecting to all those many listeners and viewers present with us, listening now, listening to the archives, and then just widen your view and connect heart to heart with all those on this sparkling planet, knowing you are never alone, that love is always within you, as you. And so just now ask that anything less than love, anything less than light, just be taken and transmuted. Just let it all go. Just give it to the light. Any stress, karma, anything you no longer need, all those worries, just give it all up into the spirit. As we open into the light of the Holy Spirit, placing this time together, Lucinda and each one present, into the light for the highest good. Asking that this action be blessed, each one present be blessed, our planet be blessed. And we might know ourselves as born in the oneness of love itself. And so be it. And blessed be. Amen. All right, Lucinda. So congratulations on your incredible launch, on this incredible accomplishment, representing, making everyone else's dreams happen. And now you are the recipient of your hard work. Tell me a little bit about what this path has been and who is the author, because you represent authors, of course, for decades. Mm-hmm. Who's the author you've always wanted to be?
So many things to say. So as a literary agent, especially at my company, Lucinda Literary, we always say that books change lives. And it's the sort of thing that agents say to their clients, like, this book is going to change your life, when we're pitching new clients. It is 1,000% true. And the way that this book has shared a mission, a long-held mission, been the reward of so much hard work for over a decade, has scaled a message, has absolutely been a game changer for my business. And yes, absolutely changes your life and who you are, fundamentally your identity becoming an author is 1,000% true. So it is a dream, and it was, you know, over a decade in the making, but like so many writers who are probably listening in on your show, I had a different idea of what path my book would take at the outset. So many of us wanted to write a novel. I personally wanted to write a memoir, poetry, short stories. Mm-hmm. And that was always a dream. But tell me that I would have been representing mind, body, spirit, health, lifestyle, pop, psych, and business books at that time. And I would have just like fallen over backward. You know, there was no way I thought that that was in my future. Never mind writing a book like that. Because Get Signed really is a business book. It's published under Hay House's business imprint, and that doesn't mean it's dry and not about writing and creativity. It fully is, but it's about the business of writing, what it takes to get a book published, which is very much a business relationship. So sure. That's just the arc. That's the journey of breaking in. But the author I always wanted to be might have looked like, you know, figure your most pretentious sort of novelist, you know, arcane, you know, barely can translate or pronounce the name. You know, to think of that, like Michael Ondaatje, I would love his stuff because he was that miracle and poetic and beautiful, you know, Milan Kundera, Danny Shapiro. When I wanted to write memoirs, I just thought, wow, she can do this, you know, so beautifully writing memoir after memoir. And I thought I had a memoir in me. And the reason that's informational, enlightening to authors I work with is often it's not the memoir that's the book that you are best to write. Maybe the book you were born to write is about a different kind of expertise that you've gained along the way. And that's exactly what happened with Get Signed. So that was the author I wanted to be. And there's a very different author I want to be now.
Beautiful. Well, who's the author you want to be?
Who's that author?
Yes.
I admire so many people. I mean, one, you mentioned Hay House as just the dream place to be published. And there's an author I personally represent, Susan Pierce Thompson, who wrote Bright Line Eating and the suite of books that followed. Right. And she's a New York Times bestseller. And she's a deeply spiritual person. It all comes from a place of heart, of healing, of wanting to share impact with people who struggle in their weight loss journey. And really trying to get at the science and demystify why that is for people, because it's confusing, because people try everything. So when Susan came to me about, you know, exactly the same age I was when I got a book deal, which was 40 years old, she said, I want to create a book and I know I need to build a platform. And she went out and did that. She is as phenomenal at building a business and through the understanding and the empathy for her audience. Mm-hmm. That's a model author that I want to be, because I do think it really begins. And as I talk about, you know, in excess and Get Signed, with knowing your reader, knowing the person you're looking to serve.
I think that's such a, you've just given us so many keys in just that, that dream. Yes, really, because, and what I have learned through this journey is you have, my opinion, You enlighten us. My opinion, you have to be a businesswoman, man, as well as a creative. You have to be in this day and age, different than 10, 20 years ago. But you have to be a business person, grounded and sovereign, as well as creative.
Yes, yes. And recognizing the win-win in it, again, for every person that you are involved with, right? Beginning, as we just said, with your reader, what is the win for them? It's obviously very enriching for you to make money doing what you love, but, you know, and speaking and podcasts and all of it. But how does this enrich their lives? How does this help them? What do they gain from it? It really does begin there. So, and then of course, the business of publishing, how is this a win for your publisher? Publishers are like venture capitalists. They're not taking unproven risks, which means it is harder and harder to be a first-time author, but not if you know what they're looking for, and not if you know how to present yourself in the way that suggests you are going to be a star, that you're going to have a career ahead.
Unsolicited plug. If you want an agent, you must buy this book. I do not say that normally. And I loved this book. And as you know, my manuscript, I have a 2-book deal, boom, right after another. I'm like, can I please have more time? They're like, no. They have a very strategic plan for me, which is fantastic. But I read this and my manuscript is due in 3 days. I read this book during that time. This is how important it is. And it's because when I started this journey, I had no idea what the heck. Why did you not write this 5 years ago? I just want to know. And because it's just full of exactly what you need for it. And I got so excited, I forgot what I was going to... Oh, now I remember what I was going to ask you. But true, unsolicited plug.
Wait, before you even ask me your question, I have so much to say based on what you just told me. So, first, if this audience is interested in publishing with Sounds True or with Hay House or one of Mind, Body, Spirit publishers, a lot of them even ask, what is a literary agent and what value does it provide and can I work without one? Because Hay House actually and Sounds True, they do accept unsolicited submissions. And so there are many authors who do that successfully. You were not one of them. You had an agent, but there are many, I could name them, who do that. And in fact, we are like this doula. You know, we're like this doula when you don't trust the doctor. Do you like that analogy? It's so true.
I do.
We are your spirit animals. We are your spiritual guides because this is a baby.
And I'm sure service dogs occasionally, emotional support.
Therapists, bulldogs, but we're not only there. I mean, first of all, I think people don't really understand what they can gain in having an agent just from a purely economic standpoint. An agent gets involved and you've gone from your fee being here to your fee being here. More importantly, you are protecting and reserving certain rights that you should own that the publisher shouldn't. Now, Hay House is a very fair and well-known, well-respected publisher, but it's all still negotiation. So an agent is not just the broker for your rights in your contract, but your lifelong champion, your first editor, we talked about doula and therapist, your advocate so that you can keep the creative relationship, right? And so these are all the sorts of, like, there are a lot of people there, Alicia, who don't even know the value an agent provides. In terms of where you were in your book journey, you've been so wonderfully complimentary. It's just like you're genuine. You're so genuine and it just emanates in how you speak and in every email you write. This book is not just for people who are querying agents already and maybe getting rejections. That's what I thought it was. The funny thing is that people who are reading this book are just interested in creating great books.
Yeah.
Creating the foundation of a big idea, what that means, finding the widest readership possible. You are going to want that no matter what publishing track you take. This book tells you what people are looking for. And it's not just publishers, right? Why didn't I write this 10 years ago or 5 years ago? I hadn't done the road testing that I also talk about in Get Signed, which is I didn't deeply know and connect with the audience of people I was looking to serve, which is point number one before you write a book. I had been in my agent round of exclusive, sort of representing just a few clients, a few and then more, but sort of the upper echelon of authors who had already built this enormous platform, who had already been trained writers. And that's wonderful. And I love working with people like that. But I always loved working with new writers and felt like there was such deep misinformation and lacking information out there that in speaking with them, I could listen and hear what their problems were and then create the guide to solve them. So there's no way I could have done that 5 years ago without having built the classes and the coaching and meeting with hundreds of writers.
That's so insightful. And I completely hear you. So yes, this is absolutely for first time, people don't have agents. But, I was with Bill Gladstone, a literary agent legend. And, and that happened. I want to underscore something you said in the book, because he did sign me not entirely out of his inbox, because a friend of mine, he was representing a friend of mine, and she called him and said, you've got to meet with this woman. And he did. And this was many, many years ago. And I did not have much of a platform. And he said, you know, I sent him writing samples. He said, oh, you're a really gifted writer, but you have to, I need at least a 50,000 email list. And so I went and I built that over many years. But every year I sent him one email a year with a writing sample.
Oof.
And he always responded and he said, you're a brilliant writer. Go get me 20,000, 30,000 more emails, right? And so once a year, and I always made it sure it was relevant to his life. And then I had to shift my mindset to seeing marketing as connecting and to seeing building content as serving. What real value can I bring to people? How can I serve? Because that's my, you know, I've been a spiritual intuitive for decades. That's mm-hmm. what brings me alive. So I had to shift my mindset. And once I did that and saw marketing as serving and connecting, my platform started building and building and building. And then fast forward, then it was built. And, you know, I had created this relationship with Bill. And then he said, okay, I'll sign you now. And so he did.
And so similar to the Susan Pierce Thompson story, she said, I know the work I have to do and I'm going to go out and do it. And you'll hear from me in a year. She came back in a year and she's done the work. And even then, Alicia, as you know, it's not a, there's no number associated with you can get a book deal with this number. This is also a fallacy that people believe. It's like, oh, if I hit 50,000 on an email list, then I will get that deal. But you know what? It takes a couple of other things. Great writing, a big idea. So I talk about that in the book too. The three keys to getting an agent and a book deal, the big platform, big idea, and the great writing. And you know, you happen to have all three, but I would say that most authors have one. And if they have even two of these things, they're very well positioned, but there's never a guarantee. So you got to be prepared to do a lot of work, but it's not just reaching that perfect number. Not enough.
Mm-hmm. I love that you say that. And it also, I love your encouragement. Like, hey, email these big agents. Because you just don't know.
Yeah, yeah. This book, I mean, I know you're going to ask this question, but this book is about confidence.
Yeah.
This book is, I am so dismayed when I came into this and continue to be. I mean, even last night I was at my book party. There's a very prestigious, accomplished, several times.
Wait, tell us what a book party is for those who don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a book party. Book is not unlike, my daughter thinks you get a birthday cake for the book. That's not, I'm still waiting on mine. I'm waiting for someone to make me the birthday cake, the book birthday. But I was calling this a book wedding because this was everyone who, more people than my wedding, every person I had interacted with in business, in life, and family, and all dysfunctional family members, and everyone got in the room to celebrate the release of this, you know, milestone. And so when your listeners become authors, they will have this book party, book wedding. And it's the most amazing experience you can imagine because all of your loved ones they're part of that, right? They're part of making you successful. But back to the confidence thing, I have met with new writers and very accomplished authors alike who think that when an agent doesn't get back to you, it's, I'm not good enough. I have nothing to say. And I'm just going to stop trying. And I am out there to say with this book, like, you don't stop trying. It's not about how good your writing is. It's that you have not presented yourself in a way that says you can get a deal because our livelihoods as agents rely on that. So, and it's never a guarantee for anyone. So this book is all about having the confidence that with the right tools, you have something to put out there in the world.
Gorgeous. Absolutely. I 100% agree. So if one, what does an agent do? So if one, so I, like in my case, you know, my deal's done and everything, but my agent inconveniently went to heaven. I still connect with him. He still present in the, actually, when I was writing the very last passage of my book, it was right after, you know, the first draft, right after he passed. And I realized it had taken all 30 of my years of mastery in this field to write that one paragraph. And when I was writing that, I felt Bill's spirit come over me and say, my belief in you gave you confidence. That's within you. You can still connect to me and get that when you need, but that confidence is within you.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I love that. And it is just so key for any writer at any stage of the process.
And we're going to pause here just for a moment for a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Live Your Love.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Reach your health and fitness goals. Whether you want to lose weight, learn to dance, build muscle, or just live healthy, Beachbody gives you unlimited access to the nation's most popular fitness and weight loss solutions. Visit our advertiser page and click on Beachbody now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
And you know what? If you're getting rejections left and right, first of all, I think that's a gift because people are taking the time to respond to you, which we do not have to respond at all because we're getting inundated with submissions. Maybe you pivot. It doesn't mean you're not born to be a writer. It just means maybe you pivot. I wasn't born to have a novel. I wasn't born to be a poet. I pivoted. And so this is like, if this is your dream to do, you are not going to give up on your dream. Ooh.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what do you do? How do you support the dream of those who are writing the book they were born to write after they have the deal? What does an agent, because a lot of people think that I thought agent's job was done, but no, it kind of begins.
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I could tell you, I could tell you what my conversations looked like today, but I don't want to bore anyone. But it's so much advocacy for the writer and for the writer's authentic vision of what they want to do with their book. You know, I see my job as I'm a deal maker through and through. Like, I am out for blood with deals. Editors know they need to be.
I love it.
Listening right now, Hang House editors. So like, they know that I'm out there to get my authors, big deals. However, what's more important to my authors at the end of the day is, and they say this to me over and over again, is honoring that authentic vision for the book that they had. So this sort of question mark for new writers of what does the market want right now? How can I create a book that is marketable? Is the wrong question to be asking. It's about their vision and being, you know, making sure that their vision can speak to the widest audience possible, because that's the mission of any book or should be. But anyway, a long way of saying that we are your advocates after the deal is done. There's still more rights to be monetized, right? There's, you know, off of the audiobook, the international rights, the film television rights, and there's a long life to this book. We're doing the next deal for you. We are having the difficult conversations with you and without you, with your publisher. So, you know, we're chasing the money. We're doing so much. And we're partners.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. And I think that a lot of people don't realize that it doesn't just end with the deal. It's an advocacy for your vision. That's just gorgeous.
But the other thing, Alicia, is that we're editors. So I am just, as I can always speak personally to our agency, it was literally like, we are deal makers, but we are editors. And the two are not usually, you know, those skills are different. One is very introverted, one is very extroverted. I love editing. I love shaping big ideas with my authors. And I'm their first editor before it goes to their publisher. So it's not just this advocacy role. It's not just this deal-making role. It's this very beginning and, you know, and then every book since of, I'm going to edit this with you. I'm going to be part of your team.
Wow. I just have to say, thank God for agents. I don't know, you know, what part of spirit came up with that, but thank you. Truly. So I have a surprise question for you. You ready?
Ooh, yeah, sure.
So Patty Gift, you dedicated your book to Patty. I adore Patty. I think she's
everyone's best friend.
She's everyone's best friend. Her last name, also spirit given, even though she was born with it. Patty Gift. So I found this out from the amazing Robert Holden, angelic in every sense of the word. So he's done a few of my podcasts. And he said, Patty Gift says, the person who ends at the end of the book, the person at the end of writing the book is a different person than the one who began it.
Yeah.
This is 100% my experience. How is that true for you? How did this book write you?
Ooh, wow. That is a good surprise question. I hope I'm going to answer it in a good way. How did this book write me? Yes. Okay. Well, a few things. I dedicated to her. Quick piece on that. And again, her name is so funny with Gift, right? She gifted me this book. We were at dinner. And I was planning to self-publish this book. And I said, I took that leap that I encourage writers to take, which is tell everyone what you're working on. Even though I was scared AF, you know, I was like, oh,
especially sitting with Patty Gift.
Sitting with Patty, and usually she's hearing about my big profile authors, and I take this risk of mentioning my teeny tiny book project that I love, but who else is going to know about? She said, we want to commission that. Send the proposal to us. And I'm like, oh, a book proposal? I've never done one of those. But, you know, as an entrepreneur, Alicia, as you are, you don't get gifted a lot. We drive results. We don't wait for gifts to fall in our laps. We get many more no's than we get yeses. And so I wasn't used to just having something like, you know, from the heavens. I was used to forcing these deals to happen for my clients, right? And advocate for them.
Right.
So that's why the dedication. So how did this book write me? There is a Jesuit proverb that says, give me the child at seven, I'll show you the man.
Ooh.
And that has sat with me all my life. But the funny thing is that not since I was seven have I actually manifested that seven-year-old. At seven, I was on a reality television series. No one looked that up. And I was an opera singer. I was an opera singer.
Wait a minute.
No,
you got to tell us.
No. All right. Well, I'll tell you real quick. There is a series called Age 7. And Michael Apted, a brilliant filmmaker, did this in Britain. And it became a total cult, you know, hit where the kids were spotted as celebrities. He follows them every 7 years. They attempted an American version. It didn't last too long, but there wasn't the same appetite. I don't know what it was, but it's a brilliant concept. You follow these kids every 7 years, and frankly, they do become a lot like they looked at seven. But in between, you've got a lot of rebellion against that identity. So for me, the hiding, I don't know if that was an insecurity. I'm really, wow, Blake, being real vulnerable with you. This must be you bringing this out of me. But I don't know if that was an insecurity of standing behind talent all of these years. But I knew that that wasn't the only thing that I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to be in the limelight also. So the seven-year-old TV personality and opera singer, standing on the stage next to Luciano Pavarotti, Placido Domingo, to 5,000 people at age seven.
Wow.
And earning an allowance doing that, like earning my college tuition doing that work, was me being a performer and also me being a creative. And I haven't gotten in touch with that since this book. Now, had I ever anticipated that the two would coalesce, that that was my destiny? But that's absolutely it. That's how the book wrote me, because being an author versus a writer is about performance. Being a writer is about being a creative. Being an author is about being a performer. And I had all of that in me at age seven.
Please do come right back after this commercial break.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Remember, positive impact. www.healthylife.net.
What is that like for you now, Lucinda? You have been the king maker, the queen maker, and now you're the queen. What is that like?
There's so many mind-blowing pieces of this experience. One is the love of writers coming out on social media and people showing the book and reviewing the book and just being so supportive. But the other is the authors who I've represented over the years, who I thought maybe they won't like this whole thing of my joining the ranks of an author, you know, because it's always been about them and it needs to remain about them, you know, and I've got to step between those identities, but whoa, have they been my supporters. They were flying in for the book party last night. They are sharing the word on social media. They are telling everyone they know through their much huger platforms than ours. And I'm like, wow, I didn't even know that they would be inclined to reciprocate in this way. And that's made every difference to me. So it's not just, hey, I can share a few launch strategies with you on how to make your book a success, because this book has been a success beyond my wildest dreams. It's, wow, do I empathize with you when the editor doesn't get back and you, or when your agent doesn't get back? Because I used to be that person. I didn't, you know, I didn't think how much of your heart and your anxiety was tied up in just the response to your material, the confirmation that someone's reading it. The sheer labor, rigor, and like torment of the writing process. So now my empathy is like totally dialed in, and it's helped me to be a much better agent, a far more in touch agent.
Yeah. Yeah. Gorgeous. Because you've walked in those shoes.
Yes. Yes.
It's one thing to observe someone hiking the path, but it's another to walk that path with them, as them. That's just
and
beautiful.
This book allows me to tell their stories, actually. This book is a portrait of first-time authors that we have signed who have been successful and why, so that you have the playbook to do the same. But it's also editors and agents and authors who, like Ben Hardy from Hay House and Colette Baron Reed, you know, people contributed to this with their success stories, and also to put in their words the argument that I'm trying to make. I didn't want people to just take my word for it. I wanted to like hear from a host of experts from all dimensions of the publishing industry telling us why they succeeded.
Yes. And I love that, because you do have quite a range of stories in here. And of course, I feel like we all learn best through stories. I mean, we need the exposition, but the stories are what we remember. You know, like your crusader author, you talked about, they took out the briefcase and just was set so on fire. And you, I mean, I don't remember all the details, but I just remember that story of like, it really helped me understand what the crusader is. He was a crusader and a data collector.
He was, yes.
Well, tell I us need about to hear what you are. Authors.
Yes, the four writing types. I'm so happy.
I will tell you what I am. I'll ask you to guess after you tell us.
Oh, good. I always have a good guess for these. Although you are like so many people, you're several of the types, but so the four types of writers get book deals, you know, was a fun concept I came up with after seeing sort of the trends in the personality types of the talents of authors that we would sign. And they are the ideator, so the person who has the big ideas, prolific ideas, the data collector, the person who is doing all the market research and knows exactly where their book fits in the market and what void it fills, the everywhereist, which is the undeniable platform, the person is just everywhere, usually online. And the crusader, which is the tenacious, never take no for an answer, motivated by rejection, entrepreneurial, you know, and who just believes, like I say, that my clients would have done their books with or without me. They, if there is a hesitation or reservation in your mind, it's not that you're not cut out to be an author, but it's like you might have to go back into, you might have to channel that inner data collector and make sure that you have, you know, follow the method, doing the road testing work, coming up with your big idea. There's a framework for all of this in the book. But, you know, those are the four types. And it's fun. And for you, I would say definitely a crusader, 1,000% a crusader. And second to that, you know, you could be an everywhereist now. You could be an ideator. You tell me, what did you quit? There is a quiz in the book. So what did you did you quiz? What were your results?
You are absolutely 100% on it. Crusader is, you know, because I believe in my message, because it's changed my life and so many other lives. So crusader, ideator, oh my gosh, you know, I could write 48,000 books. And everywhere is, I've been surprised. That's been a God thing. That's been a Patty gift thing, because, you know, different things that I didn't think would work, and all of a sudden just people pouring into my inbox. And so not nearly as much of an everywhereist as I might like. Probably have special needs in the data collector area. I'm like, oh, I don't know, who cares, you know,
because you're creative. Although I am curious, I'm making this the interview of you, but what was that raindrop that fell on you before the floodgates opened and the outpour came, meaning when you knew that you had hit a chord that made this, you know, your first book at least, and books to come, something that you knew had to exist because people were responding to it. So what was that moment? Do you remember what that moment was when it could have been a tweet you sent out or an email or someone you were talking to and they said, that's X, here's the title of your next book, or, you know, do you have a moment like that? Yeah.
Well, I love what you're saying. So I had two moments. Three moments. One was, so for me, it's all an inner driven thing. Not all, yes, but much of it.
That's good. Yes.
And I had cancer and I was dying. And I had a penultimate moment where I was with a traditional Chinese doctor who'd been my, and he was the physician for the Dalai Lama, and he'd been my client for many years. And I said to him, you know, I'm dying. And he said, not on my watch. And he said, come over right now. And he knew my work very well because he'd been my client for many, many years. And he said, what would it take for you to fulfill your spiritual calling of bridging the angelic and the human realms fully? And I gave it to the angels and I said, I would need to write a book. I would need to share my work unapologetically, even though I'm terrified because it's so different than the angel work out there.
Mm.
And I made a full commitment. I had this incredible spiritual experience. My body was literally raising up and falling back down on the floor. And I agreed in that moment. And 7 weeks later, a second biopsy was taken and the cancer was gone.
Wow. That's incredible. And then you just know you're onto something, and you just, and like you're burning to share it with the world, right? Because that transformation happened for you.
And thank you so much. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Here's an exciting free offer from Alicia Das just for you. It's a phenomenal 3-hour course called Speaking from Spirit, which includes videos, exercises, meditations, and more. Clear your fears and limiting beliefs as you learn how to speak from spirit, not just about it in your own unique style. There's even an experimental meditation to bring forth divine messages. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com and use the code HEALTHYLIFE. That's spirit.aliciadas.com, code Healthy Life. Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
You have too little time to shop, so try Farm Fresh to You. They deliver organic food the way nature intended, delivered straight to your home or office, economically. Visit our web advertiser page and click on Farm Fresh to You now.
Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Getting back to this book and the message of it, it's stepping into your confidence. It's also, because we're talking about in this interview, you have all the potential and you should have the confidence, but there is an art and a science to presenting that. And the reason that I have this fun little quiz of what type of writer you are is to then go in to this section of the book that is all about the pitch.
Yeah.
And how you use that, you lead with your strength. Now that you've identified what writer type you are, how do you lead with that versus lead with your weaknesses, which, by the way, too many writers do. But there is a way, this is the formula, to present the potential that you have. And if you're a business person, then this is going to clarify your offering in the world. This book is not as simple as a query letter. This is going to distill your message so that you can tell it 1,000 times over and people get it. Whether you wrote the book, end up not writing the book, it doesn't matter. It's about like understanding what your contribution is and how it connects to the wider world.
Absolutely, absolutely. And yeah, the chapter on pitch is huge. I'm going to reread that one. So because even if you're not going to write a book, you have to be able to pitch if you're an entrepreneur.
And yes. Or in any sort of correspondence you have, because it's not like this is the only time you're going to have to write an email to someone you don't know. You're going to have to use these skills to write anything, a job application, a college application for your kid, you know, whatever it is, just an email asking a favor.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So my last question before we do the meditation, because you're about to go shine with Hay House. Very quick question. So there's all this focus on bestseller, which of course is important, but there's also something incredibly important about writing a book that endures, you know, that sells year after year after year. Just whatever comes up for you, speak to that for a moment.
Yeah. So this book begins with a big idea being the combination of timely and timeless. And the reason that's important is not just because everyone wants to write a good and timeless book, and you want to actually reach people with your message in 5 years, not just a week's time, but because this is what publishers look for. They want something that can backlist for years to come, that has a long tail and will sell in years to come. So people focus on like, I got to be a New York Times bestseller, because they're letting their ego drive the equation. And by the way, Alicia, like, I am not immune to this. I think this, when you become an author for the first time, the ego piece of it is intoxicating. Suddenly you've got exposure like you never could, you know, imagine before. But the focus on becoming the New York Times bestseller is not where you want to place your focus. It really is about what endures and what's the message that can continue resonating and being meaningful to people. And that's not just a you decision, that's the business decision of why a publisher wants to get into a business with you. Because they see something enduring.
That is exquisite. Okay, thank you. So now we're going to move into meditation. And then I'm going to tell you guys, my beloved listeners and viewers, all about where to find. Obviously, you can find Get Signed on Amazon. But there's also some free gifts from Lucinda. So we'll tell you all about that in a moment. So first, we'll move into a brief meditation. So if you would, if you're driving, just open your heart and keep your eyes open. If not, close your eyes again. And just take a deep breath in and breathe in all the love and the possibility of this conversation, and breathe out any of those fears, concerns. Oh my God, I don't know if I can do this. Just let it all go, because that is not your business. Your business is now opening into the light. And just, if you would, place a hand on your belly, on that second and third chakra, and connect to that seven-year-old, that beautiful, innocent child where the sky was the limit, where he knew that you are a magical being, capable of the stars and beyond. Connect and truly, truly connect to that seven-year-old. I know you've seen pictures of yourself as a child. Look into her beautiful, shining eyes. Just thank her. And now ask her a favor. Just say to her, please, my beloved magical child, lend me your joy, your dreams, your confidence, and your unwavering belief in yourself, in us, that we could approach this book, this film, this project with the joy and the curiosity of that magical seven-year-old. Come forth, beloved. Shine through me, and know I'm always here, holding you, loving you, and grateful for you. And beloved listeners, just cup your hands in front of you and place into your hands anything that happened after 7, any beliefs where you said, I can't write a book, I'm too old, it's too late, I can't market, nobody cares, nobody will listen. Just put that in your hands, all of that. Put that in your hands, anything that holds you back from fulfilling your dreams, from being that 7-year-old lit on fire. Close your hands tight around it, and on the count of 3, lift it up. 1, 2, lift your hands up. 3, and let it go. Let God take it. Because that's not who you are. You are the one who was born to write a book, to have that book be published, to have it endure, to change lives, to heal pain, to bring light and love into the world. Now, see light connecting that 7-year-old to your adult, beautiful self, connecting you to your true self, your soul, up into the heavens, connecting you to spirit, connecting you to each one present on this call, knowing that you were born to write a book, to shine, to allow your ideas to heal into the world, and to know yourself as the beloved of God. So be it. Amen.
You're making me a spiritual person. I'm literally getting tears in my eyes.
Oh, well, that is coming from you. I was just reflecting what the incredible wealth you shared with us. Thank you so much, Lucinda. This has just been magical.
It really has. Thank you.
And we're going to pause just for a few moments for a commercial break, and we'll come right back to Live Your Love.
Connection with an archangel can bring you greater balance, peace, and divine awareness. Now you can experience the joy when you connect to your own divine nature and discover which archangel you are most like. It's easy with a 60-second free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. You'll even receive a report and a video explaining your results. Visit angelquiz.aliciadas.com now. That's angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Alicia Das is offering you, yes you, a free 3-hour course, Speaking from Spirit, teaching you how to get and receive messages from the divine. This course clears your fears and limiting beliefs to put you right in the heart and light of divine guidance. You'll develop and discover your own unique style of accessing the divine with videos, exercises, meditations, and more. This course is free for Healthy Life listeners. Just use the code HEALTHYLIFE. Visit spirit.aliciadas.com or call 310-472-8465.
See straight and save. These days, everyone seems to see things differently. But from your eyes, you can see straight and save. Right now, get glasses online at 70% off at Glasses USA. There's a 100% guarantee, too, on top brand men, women, multifocal, and even prescription sunglasses. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Glasses USA, and you will see straight and save.
Do you want to know which archangel you identify with? There's a free quiz at angelquiz.aliciadas.com. Knowing your archangel is not only fun, but helps you enhance your own self-awareness, plus bring you better balance and peace. It's easy. Just go to angelquiz.aliciadas.com. And the best part? It's absolutely free. Take the quiz and you'll get a free report and a video just for you. Do it now at angelquiz.aliciadas.com.
Uplifting talk. HealthyLife.net.
So the book is on Amazon. Very easy to find. Get signed. Please leave a review. I will leave you an incredible review.
Thank you so much, Alicia. This has been a pleasure. And I hope to hear from your listeners and your viewers. And I hope this empowered them.
Oh, absolutely. I know. Well, Lucinda, you can find Lucinda on social media at Lucinda Literary or at Lucinda Halpern. And I'll put all the links in the chat.
Thank you.
And Lucinda, thank you so much. It's been such a joy having you.
Thank you, Alicia. I hope we'll connect in the future. Thank you for sharing the spotlight with this book.
Listeners, stay tuned because I'll tell you about the next guest, but Lucinda has to go. So I'll bid you adieu. And
bye.
Thank you.
Thank you again.
Lots of best wishes to you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for that beautiful meditation. Take care.
Listeners, thank you again. I'm a beautiful Lucinda Halpern. I want to tell you my next guest is the amazing Marie Diamond, who's one of the world's top transformational leaders, star of the major network TV show Feng Shui Your Life. She has an upcoming book called Feng Shui Your Life. She's a best-selling author and expert teacher on the law of attraction. So come back, and in the meantime, my beloveds, live your love. Bye for now. Thank you.